Now, though, it's time for Fun with Real Audio.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Cobra.
Very nice of you. You're a good guy.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here today, I think.
Okay, let's start off with our old pal Craig Rosengarten. Now, Craig is the co-host of the T-Box, has been since he basically kicked me off the show. And
that shouldn't have been allowed to happen.
I know, but
yeah, but the thing actually makes
doing the T-Box.
The thing actually makes money now.
Right. Now they do well. So, anyway, Craig is obviously known for that, but he is more known for his one magical moment on the T-Box where he confused anus with onus, and let's just go ahead and hear it again.
If you start stalling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing them by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus.
Anus.
Whoa.
The anus.
I don't think so.
All right. Lower it. Okay. So just imagine the whole scenario, okay, where he uses that word terribly wrong. Then Rick shouts the word out.
The anus.
Then Craig repeats it again.
The heinous.
Yeah. Like, he's right, okay?
The heinous.
So imagine that. Now, fast forward a year or two later, whatever it is. This is last Saturday. And he does it again. It's not with anus and onus. But to me, this is worse.
You never want to park your car under a tree. Because that's what happens. Bird craps on your car.
I would think
car.
Tree sap's even worse
that
than
that, too. Yeah, that, too.
Bird dong.
Bird dong? What'd you say?
Bird dong.
I think it's dung.
Who's dung?
Wiener.
I think he said dong.
It is dong.
Not D-O-N-G.
Come on!
Bird dong.
See, it was bird dong. I wouldn't have cared as much because it wouldn't have left a mark on it.
Bird dong.
Is that dong?
No, it's dung.
Is that not unbelievable? Craig's like 47 years old or 45 or whatever. And for that long, he has thought that dung was dong.
That is awesome. He thought onus was anus and dong was dung.
He's bound to have just made a mistake there.
No, he thought onus was anus and dung was dong.
He can't really have thought that.
No, Mike, listen to him.
He kept
it's
trying
the same
to correct
thing.
It.
It's the same. It's the anus.
It's the dung. The dong.
The dong.
Right?
The bird dong. It's not D-O-N-G.
Listen. Because that's what happens. Well, bird craps
I would,
on your
I would think
car.
Tree sap's even worse
that
than
that, too. Yeah,
bird
that, too.
Dong.
Bird dong? What'd you say?
Bird dong.
I think it's dung.
It's dung.
Wiener.
I think he said dong.
It is dong.
Not D-O-N-G.
Come on!
Boy, there's Rick Arnett.
See, it was bird dong. I wouldn't have cared as much because it wouldn't have left a mark on it.
Rick?
Bird dong.
It's not dog?
No, it's dung.
In both instances, as crazy as Craig is, Rick is the star. Rick handled it so well both times.
Bird dong? The anus? Bird dong?
Oh, God.
God almighty.
Oh, is that not wonderful?
Keep that coming, Rosenwiener.
He just doesn't understand human anatomy. Wow. The anus and the dong.
Mark dong?
All right, let's move on here. Now,
oh my God.
Our good friend Mike Reiner found this piece of audio. This is from, he was watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, as he does every day.
No, I wasn't.
Just don't worry about that.
All right.
And he found Meredith Vieira, the extremely sexy 50-something host of the show. She found herself sitting in front of a handsome naval man, right?
That's, I believe, the way it came down. It happened last week. And She's about to introduce another candidate on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Mm-hmm. Well, out comes this swashbuckling Navy pilot. He is in uniform, and he's all tall and just a really, really good-looking guy. And he sits down, and Meredith Vieira becomes very, very enchanted with him.
Let Papa have some of that.
To the point of it becoming very awkward. So this is a couple of minutes. Just listen. This is like your mom basically just macking down on some dude who's 25 years younger.
She is 56?
Yes. And if you have a chance, try to find video of this. This is partly visual. But you get a pretty good idea of what was going on in the audio. I mean, this was amazing.
We are almost out of time, so let's bring out our next contestant, Max Truman, a Navy pilot from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Max.
He's a Navy pilot.
Right. So he's coming out. He's all in his Navy whites and everything. And
like Maverick.
Okay, Max, you are one handsome guy. Whoa. I don't normally like to fly, but I am changing my mind. Listen, we don't have much time, so we want to play, okay?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to play anytime, too, Max, all right?
Yeah, all right. You can come fly.
Okay, you don't get them like this that often, all right? You know the lifeline. Are you ready?
I am.
Hey, let's play Millionaire.
She's like flustered. Visibly.
Yes, she is flustered.
I have even more respect for the military. For $100... In golf, scoring one stroke, you heard me right, scoring one stroke under par on a hole is called a what? Doggy, ducky, birdie, miracle. Scoring one stroke under par on a hole is called a what?
Yeah, my father is an avid golfer. If I got this wrong, he would kill me. It's birdie. Final answer.
I hear the little birdie. You're right. You got it.
The amazing thing there is she let doggy go.
Mm-hmm. Just wait for this one.
You're a miracle, Max. Going for 200.
You're a miracle, Max.
I know. It's pathetic. It's just, I'm an old, horny woman, all right?
God.
Give me a break. All right. For 200. The childhood prank known as a wet willy involves putting a wet finger in someone's what? Anywhere you want to put it, Max. All right.
God.
Here? Wait a minute. No, no. This is a game. Okay, the wet willy, you put it where? The ear, armpit, nose, or your belly button?
Belly button.
Oh. Childhood's a wet willy.
A wet willy. Uh-huh. The childhood prank known as a wet willy involves putting a wet finger in someone's butt.
Fortunately, I never quite grew up.
Mm.
Would it suffice if I just gave you one? Would that suffice?
And he does.
He does?
Yes. He licks his finger and sticks it in her ear.
Oh, she used
listen.
That.
I think he's saying ear. Ear, final.
Final answer.
It was good for me. You got it.
Listen to her. Oh,
no, no, no.
The buzzer goes off. She's like, no, no, no.
That's why we're out of time for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. You better count on it. I'll be here, and so will we. I'm chaining him down. New York, everybody.
Chaining him down. Wow. What a giggly little smitten, swooning schoolgirl. Wow. The video is great.
Yeah. I mean, this is not, you know, double entendres delivered by Groucho or anything like that. She is really, really taken with this
guy.
She is
eroticized.
Yes, she
yeah,
is.
She's, and
you
like
can
she
put
said.
It anywhere, baby.
Well, give me a break. I'm an old horny woman. I mean, God, man.
And the thing that was, the guy played it off cool. I mean, he's kind of embarrassed, but when he said, why don't I just give you one, a wet willy, she walks over, he licks his finger, sticks it in her ear, and he goes, final answer.
Oh, God.
It was awesome. She jazzes me, man.
Yeah, man. You're doing quite well for yourself if you're hooked up with that old broad. Now, let's move on to the football portion of our presentation.
Football.
Over the weekend,
football.
The Navy, speaking of the Navy played Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And who watched it? Let's see a show of hands.
I have to admit that I've not watched one down of Feisty Nightbirds football this year.
Well, I sat through some plays like the dork that I am. Mainly because I heard that David Faraday was doing sideline for the game.
Really?
Yes, he was doing football.
Now, did he tell you he was going to do this?
No, I actually heard it on the T-Box. He was on with Craig and Rick.
Bird Dong?
Right, the Bird Dong Show. So, anyway, I turned it on there. They were actually replaying it on Sunday, and I just kind of had nothing to do before the NFL game started, so I popped it on that. And immediately when I turned it on, Faraday's doing a piece. And he's doing a piece on the former Navy Heisman Trophy winner, Joe Bellino.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Joe Bellino?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
won
it's me, Joe Bellino.
It is, yeah. It's so
hey,
Joe Bellino. So Faraday's wrapping up his little piece on Joe Bellino. Now, Joe was actually up in the booth with the two announcers. It's a white guy. He's a play-by-play guy. And this black guy is doing color. No pun intended. And his name is Akbar. And he played football at Notre Dame, which we'll find out here in a second.
Football.
Okay?
Okay.
So this is a former college football player who was well aware of the significance of all awards, yet he asked Joe Bellino this doozy of a question.
Socks were too tight, and all they did, and my pants were too tight, so all they did was just flip my pants.
Well, Joe, I've got to ask you, you know, everything that you do when it comes to, you know, obviously serving your country, you know, you wore the stripes, you served this country well. How does the Heisman really place in your life? And that's like one of the highest awards you can win in college football.
That's like one of the highest awards you can win in college football.
Maybe the Remington Trophy or something is what he had in mind.
That's like one of the biggest.
Maybe he meant like a national championship trophy.
So then...
Lou Groza trophy?
Yeah.
The silver boot?
I keep watching because I'm in amazement. When the guy gives him this answer like, well, I mean, it was actually a really neat moment. You know, I mean, it is the Heisman, Akbar. So then Akbar... I guess he just ran out of stuff. And so he threw this fastball at him.
Second of the first half for the midshipman.
Any difference, you know, going back to the Heisman Trophy, I had the opportunity, a player that I played with, Tim Brown, won it in 1987, and he actually brought it so I could hold it, and I lifted it up. It was pretty heavy. Was it heavy back then? I mean, I wasn't born in 1960.
Well, I believe it's the same trophy, the same manufacturer, and they haven't changed the design at all. And
no, it was made out of hollow chocolate like an Easter bunny, Akbar.
Well, Akbar, I mean, give me a break.
What's the guy's first name?
I think that is his first
Admiral.
Name. Admiral. Admiral Akbar.
Akbar.
Oh, God.
Never trust a guy whose first name is a rank. Keep that in mind, too, along with white guys named Willie.
All right, let's move on now to Groups. You have the Barb thing, right?
Yes, I do have the Barb
thing. That's what's next on the agenda?
Sure. It's your segment.
That's true, it is. Oh, actually, you know what? Let's play the other one first. Okay, so, sorry. There, on the Dallas Morning News, if you click on sports, you'll see that Todd Archer and some of the other writers, they have what is known as a video blog. So they'll do their articles, and then you can also see them talking in the camera on a little video portion of the Morning News. And every major newspaper has this. The Star Telegram does, too. And in the Oklahoman, which is the paper up there, a guy named Barry Trammell does a video blog each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
So... he decided to do his video blog, and this guy's been around for a long time. He's a crusty old, he looks like a very stereotypical Frank Luxa type writer, you know. He's just been around the block and...
familiar with his work.
Likes his scotch and all that. So Barry goes on there and he talks about the problems that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have at receiver right now. Because Oklahoma's best two receivers are out, and Oklahoma State just lost Dez Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State's most effective player and most explosive player is a guy named Parrish Cox. Okay?
Okay.
So, Barry, armed with the Parrish Cox information,
where Harry Cox, big Harry Cox,
has a little bit of a misspeak.
I'm Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. Ryan Broyles is hurt and Dez Bryant is ineligible. And it's not like OU or OSU was overrun with quality wide receivers to begin with. So I've got an idea for our state's football coaches. How about getting the ball to the guys who can do something with it, even if they're not presently on offense? Few Sooners have been so electric as Dom Franks on punt returns, and no Cowboys have been so productive as Parrish Cock on kickoff returns. So why limit their touches to returns or an occasional interception?
Okay.
Well, I guess if you got that, you don't need good hands.
So he just kind of left off the...
Yeah, there's one consonant in there that's kind of needed.
Now,
it's good times.
Wouldn't you think that an editor would catch that, or maybe Barry Trammell himself after he watched it? Do they watch themselves do this?
They probably don't. Editors probably don't watch it either.
Nailed it.
Yeah, perfect.
There's probably no quality control whatsoever on those newspaper blogs.
No. All right, and finally, this morning, our own Barb Smith just... I had a mess of a time with one of her traffic reports, and I love how Craig, sensing that things were going horribly wrong, just says, look, get off the air.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
You've got major fog going on this morning. It is so dense you cannot even see outside when you get out of your... get off your front porch this morning, so please be careful. It is crazy. Okay. This report brought to you by the North Texas HondaDealers.com. Excuse me. That's why I'm talking quietly. Okay.
That's Barb with traffic.
75. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm Rich Phillips.
Then stay at home!
Woo! I can't do it. Sorry.
Call Doyle.
Oh,
please.
Oh.
Salud, Junior.
He couldn't have come in today.
No, Doyle was not available today.
Why?
He was busy. I don't know if I have this or not. Hang on, let me see.
Surely you don't have that.
What you've seen from the defensive side of the football.
No, okay, but I do have it here. Here, hang on.
Yes, he was otherwise preoccupied this morning.
I drive women crazy.
All right.
He would not have been available.
Pay attention. This is Channel 8 this morning.
Tonight at 9, 8 Central, laugh with all of America on ABC Comedy Wednesday. Live from Victory Park, this is News 8 Now in high definition.
Good morning, I'm Cynthia Segura. Time now 7:56. Let's get straight to the traffic center. Doyle King is in for Alexa. We've had a lot of problems this morning.
All right.
What?
So I'm walking out of the room, and I hear Cynthia Izaguirre say that Doyle King is on traffic. I mean, I stop, turn around, and run back to the TV. Because obviously when you got a guy or a woman or whoever doing traffic or weather, they're on camera. So I'm thinking, did they doll Doyle up? Is he in a suit or something? So... I'll let you listen to this, and then you guys can guess what old Doyle had on.
Oh, yes, we have, and we still do. This is a look at I-30 in Westmoreland. The traffic backed up due to an accident on I-30 westbound as you head into Grand Prairie. This accident is between Loop 12, Walton, Walker, and MacArthur, only the center lane getting by. Well, let's go to our map. 75 Central in Collin County. This is northbound at Ridgeview. It's shut down.
He's so just professional.
Oh, he's all serious.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you get these knuckleheads on TV, and boy, they sure straighten up and fly right,
oh,
don't
yeah.
they?
I mean, this guy... Odds are he had a crack pipe in his pocket.
Due to an 18-wheeler that has overturned, and your backup extends for miles in both directions. We have another accident in Carrollton, I-35 Stemmons southbound at Valwood. Your right lane is blocked. Your backup is to Sandy Lake. And another accident, I-35 Stemmons northbound at the 183 split. Left lane is blocked. Your backup to the Dallas North Tollway. For more traffic information, WFAA.com. As always, Now, let's head to the Weather Center in Greg Field.
Thank you very much there, Doyle. Well, we...
Doyle.
Diarrhea is funny.
I'm Doyle.
Yeah, all that's right, so what we get.
What do you think? Now, Doyle, for those who don't know, Doyle is a, oh, I don't know, a weathered sailor of a man, if you'd like some sort of description. He's not the most handsome of men.
I don't know, man. I think he's got something.
He's got some moves.
So do you think Doyle was A, in a suit, B, in cargo shorts and a T-shirt that said something about Jimmy Buffett?
Or what are the other choices?
Or C, a wife beater and jorts.
Was he wearing a suit?
Or D, they didn't even show him.
Oh, they didn't even show him, did they?
They decided to keep Doyle off camera. And they just showed the highways and byways of North Texas.
Crack is bad.
Oh, poor Doyle.
I know.
He needs space time.
There's this big TV moment, and they don't even show him.
They didn't even have, like, a headshot of him.
Nothing. Reporting traffic, Doyle King.
Nothing. And, boy, but I texted Mike immediately. 7 a.m., I get awoken by Doyle King. It was
his
great.
His big moment.
All right.
That is fun with real audio right there.
Yeah, that's bird dung.
Bird dung.
The Ranch Report is coming up next.
Excuse me?
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, he's watched the Cowboys.